Let me talk about the settlements. Both of you live in Jewish settlements or Jewish communities. That term is interchangeable. I know that those living in what we refer to as the settlements like to be called people living in communities, Jewish communities, which they are in Judea and Samaria, over 200 of them, somewhere in the area of almost 800,000 Jews living out there. What part does this settlement situation play in the peace process, Winky? I mean, is that hindering peace or what?
That is basically, Jimmy, the essence of peace, because if there's no peace between people, then there's not going to be peace. There are Arabs, almost 20% of the population of Israel within the 67 borders, right, are Arab. Do we kick them out, just like they would perhaps wish to dismantle our communities and take us out? We have no right to live there. Do we have to empty out Israel, as I said? The situation is we do not want to deny Arabs any individual and civil rights that they deserve and have. We are questioning about the ability to run a parliament, to run a democracy, even for themselves. Their own citizens, if I can use that term, do not gain anything from the Palestinian Authority in terms of transparency of government, human rights, and other elements. If they cannot do that to their own people, they're not going to be able to do it to us, whether we're inside the Palestinian Authority territory in a future state, perhaps, if it happens, or within the state of Israel. If there's no coexistence, if they don't want to hook up environment and water cleaning plants and stuff like that, there's no confidence. There's nothing to build on. There's no trust. That situation is not good for peace.
Just give me a quick answer, if you will. Is there any Israeli leader that would be willing to withdraw all the Jewish settlers, all of those Jewish communities evacuated so that there could be peace?
There is no Jewish leader, whether it's on the left or the right of the main mainstream parties. All of them, at one point or another, want to keep something. It's called the settlement blocks, whether it's Gush Etzion area where Morris lives in, or other areas close to the cities of Ra'anana, Petah Tikva on Israel's eastern border, so that this situation is not acceptable to the Arabs. It doesn't make a difference who's talking, Netanyahu, Tzipi Livni, or Yitzhak Herzog.
That's a very interesting statement just made. Peace is going to be very difficult.